Next, Beis Hashem continued the halachas and minhogim of aliyas la'Torah, of a person getting an aliyah, and in yonim of Sefer Torah, which we're going to speak out today, Beis Hashem, lots of different halachas and minhogim that people have. So number one, the halacha is that you're meant to call up lechatchila a yirish shemayim, some that shomer Torah and mitzvahs to the Torah, but mipnei ha'sholoim, sometimes you're allowed to call up someone even that doesn't keep all of the mitzvahs, with the tonight, with the condition that he does believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Somebody that does not believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's actually osa to call him up for an aliyah. What's the pshat? Because their bracha is not considered a bracha. I'll tell you a modika maisa. Modika maisa. I heard this from Rabbi Leshlita. He said when he was a rabbi in Miami, so there was a certain one of the members of his kehila in Miami over there. He was an older fellow. Gets a phone call one time, a couple of days before Yom Kippur, from his wife. And she says to the rabbi, Rabbi Lef, she says, Rabbi, you've got to save my husband's life. Anyways, you've got to save my husband's life. So he said, what's the matter? What's the prayer? I said, listen, you've got to, the doctor told him, you have to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctor said, you have to. It's pekuach nefesh. There's no shali. You will die if you don't eat on Yom Kippur. So, and he refuses. He says, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. Got to fast. The doctor told him, you'll die if you fast. He doesn't know what to do. So she calls up the rabbi. The rabbi says, okay, I'll think about it, I'll think of what to do, whatever. So he starts calling up different doctors, he calls up the doctor himself, he finds out about the machla to see if it's takarazo, if it's really a pekuach nefesh, if it's really a shayla, whatever. Goes into the whole inn and he finds out, yeah, the doctor was correct, 100% this person has to eat properly. Three beautiful, healthy meals on Yom Kippur, otherwise his mamish pekuach nefesh will drop dead. That's for Matthias. So he calls up this guy. He says, listen, let me tell you something. You've got to eat Yom Kippur. I'm sure the doctor said, pekuach nefesh, that's the halacha. He says, listen here, Rabbi. Right, you're a lot, many years younger than me. I don't have to listen to you. And Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. I fasted my entire life. I don't intend on stopping right now. I intend on continuing to fast Yom Kippur as I have done every other previous year. So he says, okay. No, you're right. 100%. No, you don't have to listen to me. You know, I'm not mechoyed to listen to me. But I'm telling you one thing. I'm going to be contacting the Gaboim, and I will instruct them not to give you an aliyah or anything, not even a hadba or galila or psichas oren, nothing anymore in our shul. He says, under what grounds do you have to do that? He said, very simple. In order to give someone an aliyah and all the other things, they've got to be believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam. You obviously don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. You believe in a different God. Because our Ribbono Shel Olam says it's just like you have to fast on Yom Kippur, you also have to not fast if the doctor tells you that. So, the Mela, by listening to the doctor in this case, is considered listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vice versa, if you're not listening to him, you've got a different Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, that's why he said that way. I'll upon him. You see, as Kedekach, that a person has to be careful.
What did I end up doing?
Lay there. Don't know the end of the Maisa. Don't know the end of the Maisa. I think he actually at the end of eating. I think so. Al-Kuponim. The Maisa are meant to keep Moila a Dafke Yerushamayim over there. Now, if you have to call up someone, if you're the gab of the place, and there happens to be someone in there that does not keep Shema Torah Mitzvahs, then obviously the best thing to do, if you have to, is give him a Hagba or Galila in that Oifen. Now, calling up by the name, it's interesting. A lot of times we think that the Gabba stands there, he says, Yamoid. Whoever it is, and you think it's a nice thing to do, is like call him up in the tibur. Faket, Rabbi Yisai. If you look at Noruch HaShulchan, if you look at the Kitzur Shulchan, come to the Gedolei Achoreinim, what they write, an unbelievable thing. They write, Agadekat, that a person is not meant to go up to an aliyah unless he's been called up by his Yiddish Anomen. By his Heilige Yiddish Anomen, by his Hebrew name, he's not meant to go up. Adkadekach, state in the minute commander from the Shulchan Atoyev and the commander Rebbe, he brings over there that if a person goes up that has an aliyah without being called, it's a shaila if the first bracha is a bracha levatola. It's a mudikas adkadekach we realize, you know. Sometimes you make a quick minyan for mincha, and yeah, you, shvishi. No, it's not necessary. Aruch HaShulchan writes clearly, you have to be called up by your Heilige Yiddish Anomen. Now, by the Svadim it's different. The Svadim do not have this minig. I'll explain to you in a moment why that some of the Svadim do not have a meaning of calling up people by the name. But that's what we'll get to in a moment. Now, the Maisef, obviously we all know this from Yerideus and Rishmem, Hilchos Kibdavim, that if they ask you for your name, obviously when you mention your father's name, you have to say Reb. That's Poshut, right? You don't have to call your father by his name. That's already over there. Now, there's a very important halacha, and this is better than with the Makor of the Svadim, where they don't call out people by the name. And that's the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei writes that one of the things that causes a person to have a shorten his life is it they call him up for an aliyah and he refuses to go. So a mice, if a person goes to a shul, even though sometimes, you know, you go to this big shul, it's embarrassing, you know, you stand up there, everyone's listening, this, that, and the other. And the mice of the Gemara says, you're mechoyev to go up. And if you don't go up, it's a shayla of them shorting your life. Ad ketikach. What's the pshat? Zug the marishal. Pshat is poshut. Zug the marishal, what is the pshat? You get such a oynish for not going up in aliyah. What's the big deal? Zug the marishal, poshut. The marishal says, Torah is chayim. The Heilige Torah is our light. It's our lifestyle. We can't breathe without the Torah. If that's the case, and they call you up to go to the Torah, and you say, nah, not interested right now. Ah, you don't want Torah. That means you don't want chayim. And if you don't want chayim, that's pshat in the marishal says, pshat in the Gemara over there, why it shortens a person's life. Now, by the way, I saw, this could be negeya. If a person, for example, gets, he knows he's going to get called up, and he doesn't want to, he's embarrassed. So I saw in the Tzitz Eliezer tshuva, and he writes over there that if a person is going to get called up for an aliyah, and he doesn't want to because he's embarrassed or whatever it may be, maybe he doesn't know the words correctly, or he makes a mistake, whatever it may be, still, he's embarrassed of the whole ganze tzibur. We've got 400 or 500 people in some shuls. It's embarrassing. So Tzitz Eliezer says if they know they're going to call you up, even if they're going to mention your name, you are allowed to go outside. And once you're outside, they're going to say, hey, where is he? Can't call somebody else, whatever, that's the halacha for a different time. But on Koponin, there is a heter for a person to go out as well. Now, let me go in weiter. Sorry? No, not on the Zimbabwe. No. Let's go weiter. Walking to the Sefer Torah. Obviously, when a person gets the aliyah, he's got to walk the quickest route, as quick as possible, to the Sefer Torah, as covered at Tzibur, as stated in the Mishnah Berurah. But, coming away from the Sefer Torah, after you finish your aliyah, then avadi, you go slowly, don't run to your place, because that's, again, not quite covered at Torah, to go slowly away. Now, you're meant to take the shortest route, not the longest route. On the way there, you take the shortest one. On the way back, you'll take the longest one. That's why, if you ever notice, people, when they get the aliyah, they'll run straight to the bima. But whereas when they want to go back to the place, they don't just go back the same route, right? Many people have this minute to go around the other side to get there. What's the pshat? Some to give, you know, handshake more people, shkoyach. No, the pshat is as this. It's covered at Torah for a person to go away. The longest route is a kilu. It's hard for a person to leave over there. Now, when is the right time to leave the bima after you had an aliyah? It's like this. Very interesting. The Ramah brings down minig is that a person should not leave until the next person, the next oila, was called up. Now that's obviously not our minig, right? The minute they call the Yamoid, whatever it is, we don't just leave, right? We normally wait, and that's the minig of Klal Yisrael. The minig Yisrael the Mishavura brings is you wait till the next person after you has finished his aliyah, and then that's when a person goes. But what's the pshat in that? So it's very interesting. Now this halacha is going to lead us into a shay that we want to get to now. It's a moedik azach. What is the reason why the person should wait until the next oila has finished his aliyah and only then go back to your place? We're choshish that if the next oila is called up and he comes and he starts saying Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch Hu, he gets his aliyah, now you're in the middle of walking back to your place, you're going to be walking back to your place when? During Kriyas HaTorah. Oh, so chamur is the inyan of listening to every word of Kriyas HaTorah, that the halacha understood that if a person's on his way walking back to his seat, oh, he's not going to have so much kavanah. And therefore we did change that mahalach and we said, no, wait there until after aliyah. Ad k'tekach, that's the minute. It means, whatever it shows us a very chosh v'zach of what it means to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. It means that listening to Kriyas HaTorah is not just something we have to do to pass the time. It's a very, very chosh v'zach that we'll get to in a moment. Now, before making the bracha, that means they open up the Sefer Torah in front of you. Before making your bracha on Birchas on the Torah, you should obviously look where you're going, where they're going to be lining from, where the Baal Korah is up to, where he's going to be lining from, in order to know that your bracha is chal on something. You're making a bracha on the Torah, you're making a bracha on the chelik of the Torah that they're about to read in Cain. It's always kedai to look at where it is. Now there's different minhagim and klal Yisrael. Some people, they open it up, look inside, they leave it open, and some people close it while they're making the bracha. Right? It's totally in different minhagim, totally in the minhag amok. It depends over here in the yeshiva. I'm not sure what the minhag is. Most people, by the way, have a minhag of leaving it open. The Arizal, which is why a lot of Hasidim go with this mahalach, has a different mahalach, that they cover it over with a nice, some kind of nice little tissue, nice little curtain over there. They close it, they just cover it that way. Right? That's what they do. But again, it's totally in minhagim. Some people leave it open, some people leave it closed. You should not look into the Sefer Torah while you make your bracha. That's why the Mishnah Berurah brings some people have a minig to close their eyes. It's kedai to turn your head away from the Sefer Torah while they make the bracha. So nowadays it's very simple. Right? The Baal Korah is standing on the left, I'm standing on the right. So maybe I should look to the right when I make my bracha, away from the actual Sefer Torah. Lemaisa, whichever way you look, you're 100% beseder gomor. Fakir, there are those that don't have their head turned at all. Now, it's interesting. Is there any minhag to kiss the Sefer Torah before Aliyah? That's the minhag everybody does, right? Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word. Shulchan Aruch does not say anything about giving a kiss to the Sefer Torah before a person has an Aliyah. And Azrei is stated in Arizal as well. There isn't. So the minhag of Arizal is not to kiss the Sefer Torah. What was the pshat? The main thing they were worried about was the mechika of the oisus. They're worried that if a person, so many everybody's kissing the Sefer Torah, eventually the letters become erased, and therefore it's a baya. The maisa, that's where the minig is, that people take a talus, or they take the gartel of the Sefer Torah, and they put it near the letters on the klaf. Not, oh, you should never put it onto the letters itself, you put it near to the letters of the ksav, that's on the klaf, and that's the minig that a lot of people have over there. Some people do it afterwards, some people don't do it afterwards, of other, you're not mechoy to do it afterwards, bechlal. Again, the good word about getting it rubbed out.
Yeah, but you're not kissing with your mouth.
Doesn't make a difference. Every time everybody touches that, you're going to get more rubbed out. That's a practical eitzah. It's a practical eitzah. That's Taka Pshat Nevisa, why he never did it. Now, Lemaisa, there is a meaning to bow to the Sefer Torah when you make a bracha on it. Again, Tolim and Hogim, some people do not have these meaning, Bechlal. Now, you're not allowed to touch the klaf. It's often in Gemara. You're not allowed to touch the klaf with your bare hands. That's another poshet. But the Atzei Chaim, the Hainu, the wooden wheels that the klaf is rolled onto, that's Yechaim, that's mutter to touch with your own hands, there's no problem bechlal. When you make the bracha, you're meant to hold both hands onto the Torah, that means you put both hands onto the Atzei Chaim, right, not onto the klaf, onto the Atzei Chaim, you make the bracha. When you finish your bracha, release your left hand, let it roll down so that the balkari can take his chelik, but keep on holding to the right hand. That's why you state in halacha, a lot of people don't even realize this. You understand that this, that and the other, it's halacha that a person should know what's the pshat, why a person should hold on to the Ramos. Often the Ramos. The Ramos says Mufurish. The reason why we keep holding on to the Sefer Torah is because we want to keep holding on to the Sefer Torah. We don't want the Torah to go away from us. That's the pshat why we hold on to the Sefer Torah over there. Now it's very important.
You should have to let go of one hand.
A left, yeah. Left. Left. After the bracha, you make go of the let go of the left. Yeah, the only hold on the right. You don't have to, but as I say, it's halacha. Yeah,
hand,
yeah. Now, Vaita is also, a person should remember when he makes the aliyah, he must make it loud. Ad kdei kach, the sperm, right? That if a person makes the aliyah quietly, he's gozel mitzvah maharabim, right? It's a mamash shayla of gneiv over here. They're going to be dealing with an amen, that's mamash betzibush, a kavaldi gohomein, and you're saying it quietly, you're mumbling the words over there, the aliyah. People don't hear it. It's a mamash, a tremendous dach, a person should have to make it loud. Not even that. If you make it so quietly that there's not even 9 people, right? That means altogether, there's not 10 people that hear the bracha, so it's a chashash of ruach al-batol. So you have to be very, very careful how to make the bracha nice and loud. So now let's get to the next chalik itself. And that is this. I have a few shailas in Kriyas HaTorah. And I think we're going to answer them up with one big yisoid. I want to answer all the shailas. Shail number one. Are you mechuyev when the balkari stands over here lying? Are you mechuyev to listen to every single word? Like the Megillah. Every word you have to listen to. Oh, stop. As long as you heard the inyan. Kilu, when you come to breakfast, they say to you, did they do Kriyas HaTorah today? Yeah, yeah, I heard Kriyas HaTorah. What they said, which shadra, I don't know. But they did a Kriyas HaTorah. Oh no, maybe you have to listen to every single word. Shai number one. Shai number two. Are you allowed to do Shnai Mikra B'Acha Targum during the lining of the Kriyas HaTorah? Number three. Let's say you missed a word. You missed a word. Are you mechuyev to go to the next minyan across the street over there in Chazan Ish and listen to another Kriyas HaTorah? Shai number three. What's halacha if 10 people from the shul, all of them miss Kriyas HaTorah, or all of them miss the word in Kriyas HaTorah? Are they allowed to take out a Sefer Torah after davening and line all over again? What happens if a person came late into shul, but he came there in time for Kriyas HaTorah? So he has a choice. Does he daven? Kriyas HaTorah. Daven? Kriyas HaTorah. Which one wins? Right? Even more than that, what happens if Tfilah B'Tzibur and Kriyas HaTorah conflict? You have a choice. You can either daven B'Tzibur, or you can listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Which one wins? Right? Tons and tons of different shailas, right? Let's answer up the shailas with one basic machloikas, which is something we've mentioned here before, which is a very sadistic machloikas in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, which is kedai for you to know this machloikas, and then we'll try to answer up all of these shailas with this yisoid. So number one, there's a tremendous machloikas rishonim. Whether or not, this we mentioned last year, whether or not Kriyas HaTorah is a choyvas hayachid or choyvas hatzibur. Is it a chiyuv on every individual person to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, right, to make sure you hear it? Or is it something to do with you? It's when you're in the tzibur, then you're going to listen, right? Now, obviously, you can think already now. The nafka minyan and that machlokes will basically answer all the shailas that we just mentioned, right? Let's start like this. The Beis Yosef brings a sheet of the Shibboleth Leket. One of the Rishonim, he brings a sheet of the Shibboleth Leket that holds that every single boy over the age of bar mitzvah, every adult basically, is chayiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Shibbur Lelechit holds that the chayiv of Kriyas HaTorah is on every single individual Jewish person. Not a tzibur, on you, an individual person. That's how the Shibbur Lelechit brings. Mimela or Pisa. Person has to be careful. He has to make sure it's a kosher for Torah. He has to make sure he pays attention to every single word. He's got to make sure that he has a chiv and he is yotze his chiv every single day, every single Monday, every single Thursday, v'choli v'choli. Whereas the Beis Yosef brings other rishonim, and many achronim go this mahalach as well. The shita of the Rambam, the shita of the Ran, is not like that. They hold no. There's no chiv on the individual person to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. They learn like this. They learn that when there's a tzibur together davening, so on this tzibur is chal, the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, when 10 people are together on a Shabbos morning, then they've got to read from the Torah. Whereas each individual person hasn't got a specific individual obligation on each thing. Now, going back to the shayles that we mentioned before, basically, without going through every single one individually, I think we can answer up all of the shayles based on this machlokes. If you hold on the first opinion, that what, it's a chayvas hayachid on every single individual person. So that means A, you've got to make sure to listen to every single word. You have a chiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah, that every single word has to be listened to. Right? Who are they? If you've got a shayla of davening right now, Kriyas HaTorah, so Kriyas HaTorah is on a tzibur, it's you. So maybe right now you've got a chance to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, you've got to listen, b'choli, b'choli, b'choli. Whereas if you hold on the second shita, then it's not a din in you, it's a din in the tzibur. So when I'm not in the tzibur, or for example, I missed the word. No, big deal, so I missed the word. Why not gemin over there? So halacha in that case would be, say that's a chayvah, it's a tzibur. The tzibur read Kriyas HaTorah. I missed a couple of words. Big deal. Shnei Mikra is doing the same thing. If it's a chayvah, it's a tzibur, I can do Shnei Mikra at the same time. Why? Because the tzibur are doing it, I'm listening. Whereas if it's a chayvah, I'm going to hear every single word.
If you're saying every word,
so there is a shayla, there's a Morgan Avraham later on over there in Hilchos Shabbos and Chelek Gimel that brings over there, there is a shita, could be b'dievet, if you're allowed to recuse the Torah at the same time as the Baal Koyah, it's a shayla based on the Gemara that talks about Trei Kol Lo Shemino, that person can't hear two voices together. So if you're hearing his voice and hearing my voice, right, me saying great Shema Mikra and him doing Kriyas HaTorah, so it's a shayla if I can listen to both together. Lemaisa we paskin that you can, if, as long as I'm saying it word for word together with him. Together with him. This way, so based on the Rishonim in the Gemara there.
Very often it's very hard.
Yeah, if it goes very fast, it's a big bayah. 100%. 100%. 100%. And if it's a bayah, if you can't, then it's a bayah. Be careful. Right? For sure, not Jochas or Shatz. That we already discussed it once before. That's a double posh. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes a mitzvah of Avira. Al Kaponim, I'm going to invite her. Is how do we paskin? No, lovely. Machlekes v'shainim, machlekes in all these shalins that we are. So what do we paskin l'maisa? The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin halacha. The Shulchan Aruch over here when it discusses these inyanim, the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin with this ruling. He says a very, very simple thing. He talks about all sorts of things of learning during Kriyas HaTorah, and he quotes both shitas and he doesn't paskin. All he says is that Avada Yerushamayim should make sure to listen and pay attention to every single word of Kriyas HaTorah that they're lining over there in the Torah. Mimela, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. There isn't really a Pesach, but Yerushamayim should be Machmir, right? Other posts can want to say, the Mishabura, for example, quotes many, many shitas that hold that you have to listen to every single word of Kriyas HaTorah. Ad Kedei Kach. There's a Mordechai Teshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes over there, even Bidi Eved, you miss one word of Kriyas HaTorah. One word, stop. Yeah, you weren't listening, you missed the word. So Rav Moshe Bidi Eved, you have to go back and find somebody else that's lining in a different minyan, or even if there's 10 people that missed it, after davening they should take out the Sefer Torah and listen again, because you've got 10 people that missed it. Ad Kedei Kach, Rav Moshe holds it's a very, very stark achiv of Kriyas HaTorah during the week. A person has to be very, very careful. Now, Lemaisa came along with Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Eliashiv Zatzal and other poskim with a bit of a pshara. They learn like this. They learn, Lechatchela, Vado, Rechoshesh, for the Shita to hold it's a Chovis Yochid, and therefore you have to listen to every single word and make sure that you hear every single thing. Because Lechatchela, Rechoshesh, for them. Bidi Eved. If you didn't manage, for whatever reason you missed a word, or for whatever reason, whatever the matzah may be. So then you can be making on basically all of the different shailas that we mentioned before, because again, for example, let's say a person's in the middle of Shemini Esra. Middle of Shemini Esra, is he meant to stop and listen to Kriyas HaTorah? So they pass in the halacha that you should not, again, the chatchilu v'choshin, but ever we have to be certain that it's a din of a tzibur, and since the tzibur right now are doing Kriyas HaTorah, I'm in the middle of Shemini Esra, Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Zalman held, you're not mechuyev to stop your Shemini Esra just to hear that, because we're so much b'di'ever on the sheet that hold, it is a chayva of the tzibur and not the yochid. Now, Should a person stand or should he sit during Kriyas HaTorah? Very, again, this applies to Shabbos Shaila, this applies to during the week. What's the halacha? You see, they're very different minhagim when it comes to these things. So, Be'etzem, obviously the Baal Koyra and the person getting aliyah, Pasha, they're standing, there's no Shaila. But what about us? Us, the Tzibur, we're listening to the Baal Koyra. Are we mechuyev to stand or can we sit down? So there's basically three shitas in the poskim. Shita number one, we mentioned this right in the beginning, that since Kriyas HaTorah is mamish like Maimid Har Sinai, and by Har Sinai, Gantz Klal Yisrael was standing, so the Meir is right for a person to stand up. In fact, many people don't know during Kriyas HaTorah they stand up the whole time. Mamish holding by Kabbalah HaTorah Har Sinai. That's shita number one. Shita number two is, no, you can stand, you can sit, no problem, b'chalal. The third shita is, forget, you should sit when the Torah is being read. Forget, well, during Kriyas HaTorah, it's based on that reason, the Kaf HaChaim being said, and other poskim as well, b'kabbalah, that you should dafka sit down during Kriyas HaTorah. Now, how do we paskin la'alocha? Like the middle shita. We paskin like the second shita, which means you can stand or you can sit. That's the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah writes. However, there are certain things that you cannot do. For example, let's say a person is weak. That's posh. If a person's weak, hasn't got any koyches, no one able to concentrate, then a badi is allowed to sit down without a shayla. Number two, during aliyah, being gavra le gavra, right? Being gavra le gavra, obviously a person is allowed to sit down without any shayla whatsoever, but when it comes to bocha, when it comes to listening to the brocha that the aliyah person is making right now, so the Mishnah Berurah writes l'kule alma, everybody should stand up at that stage. That's why you find people sitting down being gavra le gavra, but they'll stand up during bocha, like the Mishnah Berurah says. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, after they found it also in the Kaf HaChaim, writes that the minig is not that way, and taka the minig is to sit even during the time of the brochas over there. That's l'maisa in the halachas of standing or sitting. Just continue with a couple more things as well. A person has to be very, very careful. The Orach HaShulchan writes this by Richas. He writes, and this could be very negay in the yeshiva when you've got, you know, just about a minion, you know, 12, 13 guys. If there are 10 people who are not listening, if you don't have a sach hakol, 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, so it means that none of the people inside the Beis HaMedrash have been yoytze their chiv of Kriyas HaTorah. Askedikach. That means if you have 11, 12 people and you look around by Kriyas HaTorah, this one's daydreaming, this one's doing who knows what, this one's from Shemin Esra, Bechal's not listening. Well, you haven't got 10 people listening to Shemin Esra, nobody was yoytze their Kriyas HaTorah. It's a shayla that you have to go back again afterwards and bring out a Sefer Torah and reline over there.
Listening means following every word.
Listening means listening. It doesn't mean you have to have your sitter open in front of you listening to every word, no. But you have to be understanding what's going on. You have to be in the world over here as opposed to in the different world over there, thinking about who knows what. Al Kaponim, talking during Kriyas HaTorah is a vada. Also, we know what Chazal tell us, what the Shalocha is, that a person talks during Kriyas HaTorah, it's too bigger than a veira for a person to bear. It's a very serious veira that a person should be careful during Kriyas HaTorah. It's mamish. I don't care how many people are listening to Kriyas HaTorah. There could be 54 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah. For you to talk during Kriyas HaTorah is a terrible, terrible veira that the Shulchan Aruch writes. It's too much of an veira to even cope with. You won't be able to cope it. It's too much to handle. As I stated in Shulchan Aruch. Now, what about being gavra le gavra? So we paskin could be right person. There's a bit of bach that seems to be mashma ein shayu tshuva. Maybe it is tazoy. But la halacha is la halacha. And if he come out 99.9% of poskim, being gavra le gavra is going to be osa. A person should be extremely, extremely careful. Talking and learning, some are mekel, some are machme. Obviously, learning to yourself is a vada mutar. A person shouldn't waste the time of being gavra le gavra in that inyan. And that ends up the shayla of Kriyas HaTorah. There is a couple of shaylas that I didn't get to, huh?
Catching up in davening?
Yeah. Because of this.
Gavra.
Oh, you can catch up. Yeah, that you can do. Say Tehillim, you can catch up. Dami, that's not a problem.
Is it better to leave than talk in the...
Is it better to leave? Faket. Allah is also gomu for a person to leave when they open up the Sefer Torah. People don't even know that. People come, he's going out here. You're not allowed to leave the Beis Medrash. It's an issa to leave the shul when the Sefer Torah is open. Mamash faket to cover the Torah. It's mamash negative.
Out,
huh?
It's out or like between...
No. When it's open. When it's out. It's a shayla if it means out or open. It's zikr l'kule alma when it's open. The shayla is when it's already been rolled up and they did Hagwa and Galila already, that's already a shayla in the poskim. But la locha, when it's open, for example, here in the Bima, and people just go out here and there, the others, Mamash is in Shulchan Aruch. Mamash is a Mamash. That's the really, the Torah is over here. We saw beginning, we mentioned this last year, that according to some of the Rishonim already, that the minute they start opening up their own accords, they take the Torah, everybody's going to come in from all over the place to watch that, and everybody's leaving the Beis Medrash. Where's the Kavod HaTorah? Where's the Kavod HaTorah? Stamazoi. A couple more things as well. Everyone has to know, by the way, when it comes to standing and sitting, if there's a minig of the place, everyone should follow the minig of the Mokim with the yeshiva here, whatever it may be. I don't know what it is, but you should follow the minig of the Mokim. Stamazoi. Two interesting halachas is like this. There's a shail of ayin hara to call up two people that are related one to the other, right? For example, a father and a son, kiyadur, we don't call up one after the other. Two brothers that share the same father as well, but you know, consecutive aliyahs one after the others as well. And Mimela, that's the reason why, because if we're worried about aliyahs, we're worried about ayin hara in that oifen. There's also a shaila, two more shailas we'll do, two more shailas that come up as well, it's like this. Two shailas is, what about an adopted child? So you have an adopted child, right? What's the halacha with an adopted child? Does he get called up by his now parents, the father's name, or get called up by his actual biological, real father's name? The poskim is, mamash, the big arichas in the poskim about this, lemaisa. Yushchem Zalman's psak was, it depends. If we know the biological father is, and it's known who he is, then he should call up by his name. If not, then he can call him up by the name of his father. Now, obviously, when it's a shaila of Kavod HaBrius, we're not going into shaila right now. Now, what happens if they remove the wrong Sefer Torah? Very negay shaila. You'll find when such a thing happens in shul, everybody goes wild. Nobody knows, unless you have a rov over there that knows what he's talking about, nobody has a clue what's going on, right? Whoever opened that Hilcha Sefer Torah to start learning, or you open up the wrong Sefer Torah. What's that halacha? You open up Oren HaKodesh, you have a Rosh Chodesh and whatever it is, and a Shabbos davening, and he took out the wrong one. Well, during the week, for example, this one is on Shabbos, this one's on the weekday. He takes out the Shabbos one, no? So he thinks he can put it back into the Oren HaKodesh in that case. So the Maaseh, to put back a Sefer Torah into the Oren HaKodesh is Nish Peseda. You should never do such a thing. Forget. You take it out, even if it's Tirchu the Tzibur, to start rolling, but to put back a Sefer Torah, that about a person should not do that. That's a double poshut. Doesn't make a difference of Tirchu the Tzibur, except for two exceptions. Exception number one is if the person, for example, goes over to Oren HaKodesh, he starts to lift up the Sefer Torah. The Gabba sees what he's doing, he starts running over to the guy and says, no, not that one, the other one. Oh, he lifted it up already. No, that's Peseda. Cold when it wasn't taken out of the Oren HaKodesh, it's Peseda Gomer, he can put it back, he only lifted it up, he can put it down. That's exception number one. Exception number two is, for example, what happens if you don't have to put it back? But for example, let's take this week. Right, this Shabbos coming up is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. No, so you take out, for example, two Sefer Torah. First Sefer Torah, Shabbos. First Sefer Torah, Shabbos. Second one, you got one for Rosh Chodesh. It was all rolled before Shabbos Gevaldik. Now, well, the problem is, he puts on the bib of the Rosh Chodesh one. Oh, he says, no, that's the Rosh Chodesh one. What do you do now? So then, Avada, there's no problem with taking it off the bima and putting it sit down again, simply because the bayah putting it back is a shaila that people think it's puzzle. Over here, everybody knows you're just reading two, but you're reading one now and one later. But in that case, that would be a Peseda Gomel to do that. Tomorrow, we'll go through the halachas of using creams and gels on Shabbos Kodesh.